Supplemental reading. Centennial Challenges. The success of Spaceship One has influenced NASA to offer prizes for milestones in commercial spaceflight. This new program is called Centennial Challenges. In June 2004, NASA announced its plan to award cash prizes for the attainment of certain goals. 15 goals were chosen from an initial list of 129 challenges. However, NASA has not yet published the exact goals. Prizes could be as high as $30 million for such difficult goals as landing on the moon or bringing back a piece of an asteroid to Earth. The first prizes will probably be less difficult, though, and the amounts will be lower. In fact, $250,000 is the maximum amount that NASA is allowed to give. The United States Congress would need to approve any larger awards. U.S. Senator Sam Brownback, though, proposed that a prize of $200 million be offered. However, NASA had hoped for Congress's approval to award a smaller amount, just $20 million. The prize would be awarded to the first private piloted mission to orbit Earth. If NASA awards money, it will be a revolutionary step. President Bush, however, wants NASA to return to the moon and then travel to Mars. The Centennial Challenges might help develop technology to achieve those goals. One possible challenge is to develop an inexpensive cargo ship. The ship could be used to ferry supplies to the moon. A new era of space exploration might be beginning, one in which private companies and teams work hand in hand with NASA to find innovative ways to conquer space.